Mahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Mostly weekly.
Yes. Generally weekly. With you, as always, is your host, Garth E. Nelson.
And Jen Bar. Jen Bar.
Jen Bar.
Jen Bar. Jen Bar. I'm pretty fun.
Yes. And I'll leave that. You make a mean onion dip, which we are currently enjoying with our chips.
We caught you enjoying some of it right before the music started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to hear that, a little bit of that.
I'm not going to cut it out either.
Perfect. It's just what the audience wanted to hear. We're in Mahjong season these days.
Yeah.
We actually have Mahjong to talk about.
And it's actually okay to talk about it on this show.
We didn't talk about it so much on the last show.
And no, because I cue up that scream every time that we talk about Mahjong on the other show.
It's almost like you don't like Mahjong. Or at least you don't like Mahjong in Japanese.
No, it's just that show. I don't want that show to be Mahjong.
Well, but, it's not like we're discussing Mahjong so much as we're just mentioning our results.
Yeah, just to keep it that way.
Yes.
I cue up that scream every time.
So, yeah, how did you do in League last week, this week, 2 days ago?
I got, 3 points, I think.
Well, 3 points is better than, minus a billion. Which, lately...
You're right, it is better than minus a billion.
Well, lately, that's pretty much
I'm
where I am.
Glad that you could put things in perspective for me.
Dude, seriously, on Fight Club, and up until Saturday... and in fact, halfway through Saturday too, because I was playing four-person games, and I still couldn't win a game, which is why I switched to three-person games and rained on your parade, which got rained on even more by the fact that we didn't really understand how they were doing the scoring.
Right, so I just got booted way out of the rankings. If you hadn't won, then I would have probably been just in the rankings in last place. Yeah.
Well. But there's still another week to go in the rankings,
there's
right?
There's still
so,
two more weeks,
so there's a good chance I may get pushed out.
I'm just going to give up. I give up. I don't care anymore. I give up. I'm going to play Champions League on Saturday instead.
Oh, you really are giving up.
Well, I'm in a good spot in Champions League. I need to
get
my games in, so...
You do want to make sure you make it to the finals there.
Yeah, so...
You are in good shape.
So who cares about this one? It's too hard. It's too hard, and besides the last 2 days of the month, I don't think I can do anyway. Because on the 25th, I have other work, and then on the 26th, we have the Judon tournament.
Speaking of which.
And on Sunday, we have a Ronron event this week, and this week, Saturday, is Champions League, so I give up.
Give up.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's time to rename Judon-sen Taekido Dan-sen. Because it's not really Judon-sen. I mean, in the fourth tier... So, the joke that I'm making there, by the way, since you may not know the Japanese...
Yeah, it's called the 10-tier tournament.
10-tier, 10 steps, yes. Tournament. And it's supposed to be that, You join the... excuse me. You join the tournament based on what ranking you have achieved so far in our league. You are currently third tier, yes?
Yes.
And I'm currently fourth tier. So that means that you will start in the third tier tournament. And if you are in the top half, or if you're first or second at your table, then you move up to the fourth tier tournament. That's the way the tournament theoretically should work, yes? However, there are too many people in the fourth... probably about the third and fourth tiers right now. So that they end up making two tiers within just the fourth tier. So,
well, until last year it was the third tier, and the year before that was the second tier. Stop eating while we're recording.
Oh, sorry.
It's still going to be there when we're done.
Whoops.
I promise it will still be there. Okay.
Really? The cat's not going to eat it?
If you don't let it. If you let it, he might. But
I'm sorry. Okay.
He doesn't really eat much besides his own food. Sometimes the dog food, but not really. He doesn't really eat people food.
Well, not a food thief. Okay, you were going to say about 10 steps?
Well, because, when we were in the first... When we were Shodan, level 1, They had two level ones, I think. Right. Not the first year, but maybe the second year or something.
I think the second year.
And then when we became Nidan, level two,
yeah,
they had two for level two.
So it basically moves up every time we move up.
Yeah, except for that I didn't move up this time, so it's just you.
For me.
Yeah.
Which is pretty darn annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And, you know, I mean, they charge us money for each time that we move up in a ranking. And it really has almost no meaning except for this tournament.
Yeah.
And you'd think if they're going to charge us 20,000 yen a pop for each time that we move up in our ranking, the one place that it actually has meaning, you'd think they would actually really do that right.
Well, you do start later than the level threes, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, and then, you know, to top it off, let's see, I think, within the fourth tier, there will be two tiers,
yeah,
actually. And then the fifth tier is normal. But then 6 and 7 again actually happen together.
Yeah, and 8 and 9 as well.
8 and 9 also happen together?
Yeah.
So, like, it's totally Taekwondo. It's not 10-step tournament. It's,
so you think, like, with that, since those are all happening together, they could do at least all the level 4s could have the same value. Or not value, but... Kenri.
Yeah.
How do you say?
Right? If you're going to say Kenri. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you achieve the fourth tier and yet you still are not as, you know, as fourth tier as other people. Come on. That is just really too late.
But the most amazing thing about this is how the people above just don't understand why it doesn't make sense. To them, it just makes perfect sense, completely.
It actually makes sense to them?
Yeah, they don't understand why anybody would have a problem with it at all. Whenever we've had discussions with this, with people who are, you know, in the higher levels, they just don't understand why we think it's a problem. They just can't comprehend it, and that is what gets me the most.
Huh, boy, I haven't tried to have this discussion with anybody for a while, so
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when we had the last one. 2 years ago, probably? We were talking with Seto Kuma, and he just didn't understand. He just didn't get why we didn't think it was fair.
And instead, what I got an earful from him was that, you know, you get it pretty good in this league, and it's a little strange that you complain as much as you do. I was like, dude, what? That's where you're going to go with this discussion? I mean, I do understand, yes, I've gotten a little bit preferential treatment compared to, say, some of the other players in the league, but come on.
Well, you haven't gotten any more preferential than any cute girls in the league.
Right.
As a male, maybe, but all the cute girls get the same preferential treatment that we do.
Yes.
We are on the exact same level as the cute girls.
I am a cute girl.
For all intents and purposes, yes. You're a cute girl.
But, yeah, it is weird that there is no possible explaining this to them as, totally unfair. But there it is, yes. So I, instead of calling it the 10 steps tournament, I call it the Taekwondo Judansen, or Taekwondo Dansen, which would sort of mean the whatever 10 steps, or the whatever steps tournament.
And a lot of times when they have the double for the level 3 and level 4, mm-hmm, the top 3 people from each table move on, which makes it even worse, because there are times... if they don't have enough people that they anticipated, then they'll let the top 3 move on instead of the top 2.
Oh, yeah, there's always that discussion at the end, like...
Yeah.
if you're third place, then, you know, stick around, because you might get out, you might actually...
Yeah, but I remember one time, they actually, maybe some people didn't show up, but they actually, all the third place players, or all except for 2 or something...
Wow.
...moved on. Like, almost every third place player moved on. And so if they're going to do that anyway, they might as well just do 2 from each table for the level 4s, and then... Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That is weird. Yeah, it's the, you know... And the thing that they say, like, they just don't have space for it. Well, you have space for it when, you know, more people show up than anticipated for, say, Masters.
No, they just need to. They don't need to hold it all at the same time because it's with each table anyway.
No, that's true too. Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. And if they, yeah, if they don't have, then they can just hold.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, that's really true. If it doesn't matter, if it's just two people from each table anyway, then have half of the fourth group play, you know, at that normal time, and then I guess it is so. Normally,
well, okay,
it would
if
be...
they don't have enough people moving, if they don't have enough room for people to move on to level 5, then they could make it so just the winner from each table in level 4 moves on. So they could do it where, okay, there's just, from each level, there's only a certain amount of people that can move on. There's too many people with this Dawn, but everybody's going to play the same amount of games, and just the winner moves on. I would actually like that better. As long as they all had the same conditions. Because the fact that some of the level 4s have to play twice, and the other ones only have to play once, is where I get upset. So if all of the players played 4 games, and only the winner from each table moved on, at least they would all have the same conditions. Because there's 2 level 4s. They're not all the same. They don't all have the same, like, privileges. Same rights, I guess.
How to protest this properly?
The proper way is to write a letter to the board.
Show up for the fourth tier with my little that piece of crap paper that they gave me at the beginning of the season that I had to pay 20,000 yen for, and say, "Look, it seems like it says that I'm fourth tier, but then for some reason I'm not fourth tier like these other people are fourth tier. Is there something wrong with my paper here?
You can bring a letter, and yeah, that's about all you can do. Write a letter.
People. Okay, that's the 10 steps, or the whatever steps tournament coming up next week. So yeah, you'll be playing.
I'll be playing level 3 from level 3 anyway. So I might get to play level 4 twice if I'm lucky.
Woo!
If I'm lucky.
What's the highest you've ever moved up?
5, I think.
You've gotten up to 5, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
2 years ago, I think I went to 5. Last year I didn't play because I was at the final table of a poker tournament.
Wow. Very nice. What tournament was that?
The AJPC Ladies.
Oh, nice. Yes. Very
and
nice.
Went out 7th. It's tough to make those decisions. Which one did you play, kind of thing.
Already at a final table. It's hard to pass that up.
No, it wasn't already at a final table, but I had about a 30-minute window from the time the poker tournament restarted. Mm-hmm. It was day 2. So if I busted in the first 30 minutes, I would have just enough time to get over to the tournament. And so I ended up not going.
Yes, yes, yes. Have you had any hands recently that you felt like talking about? Because I have one, which I'll try to write up here on the board while you're thinking.
Why don't you draw it on the board, and I'll talk about how I don't really remember hands. And then when we go, they give us these papers, like, what would you discard? And I think that I probably get it wrong every time. And it's really something special, you know. It takes a lot of skill to get something wrong when there's actually no wrong answer.
that is talent.
Yes.
Let's
I'm really
see
good
what
at
else
that.
We have here.
I think those are shown actually on the Reach Mod, not on the Reach Mod, on the website, on the.
And then, what's shown?
They have the what would you discard questions that they ask the pros. And then they post it on the website, so I could just grab one of those.
Yeah.
They might have, like, my answers even somewhere. They pass them out at League all the time.
Okay, so my hand, in the cracks, I had the 2, 3, 5, 6. In the bamboos, I had 4, 5, 6, 7. And in the dots, I had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I've got a really nice, interesting shot at, you know, I've got probably simples and pinfu, a piece, in this hand already. And I've got a pretty good shot at three colored runs, too, depending on which things come in to make my head or complete these runs. What do I draw in this situation? By the way, this is my turn as Oya on the Dora was the two of cracks, mm-hmm. so I've got one Dora plus my five in the cracks and dots was a red five, so it's those are both Dora also hidden lucky dragons. So I've already got three lucky dragons in the hand too. So really, this is a hand that I'm obviously really trying to win. What do I draw on the eighth draw? But the other red five, the red five of bamboos. What in the world do you discard here?
So you drew a five of bamboos. So you have 4, 5, 5, 6, 7 now.
In the bamboos.
And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the dots. 2, 3, 5, 6 in the dotas, a 3.
So in the dots, I've got the three sided weight there. So I'm really thinking I want to preserve that. It's hard still to tell whether I'm going for the 4, 5, 6 or the 5, 6, 7 in the of three colored runs.
You can't really go for 4, 5, 6 though.
Well,
unless you discard dots.
Well, that's the thing. So since I don't have a head yet, if I drew the 3 or the 7 of dots and that became my head, then it would be 4, 5, 6 would still be possible, right?
It would be possible. Well, in that case, why don't you just discard the 5 of bams that you drew?
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing, actually. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, the best case scenario is that 2 of cracks is not Dora. And you just discard that. Although, you have 2 Dora already. Depending on what your opponents are going for, it might make sense to discard the 3 of cracks.
Discard the 2 and 3, or do you expect it? And possibly, if another 2 comes, then I've got that as my head.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to worry so much about having the Dora in this type of game. I feel like a lot of people overvalue Dora.
Yes, you were saying that before, and that is definitely something that I do not think about enough. Especially in a situation like you were saying before, where the only way you're going to be able to use it is if you draw another one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously the chance of that happening is 1 in 36. So, you know, if that's all you're waiting for, it's probably not that great a bet.
Yeah, I mean,
so you might
as long as nobody would get mad at me, then I would probably discard the 3 of cracks. But I mean, if it's really late, you don't want to do that because somebody might be waiting for the 2 cracks. So you got to look at the board. But I would.
It was the 8th draw, so it's not too late, but it's still not very early anymore.
Yeah, I would look at what other people are discarding. If it looks like they want the Dora, then.
That is interesting because I had not even thought of that at all. But like exactly like you say, the 2 were not Dora, you would instantly just throw the 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the only reason I'm holding on to it is because it is Dora.
But did you not look at the possibility of the 3, 4, 5?
For three colored runs, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, 5, 6, 7, since you already have 2 of them, is what you want to look at the most.
Right.
Because those are already pretty much set.
Right.
And it's going to be... I mean, you're talking about you have to draw a 3 or a 7 of dots to get the 4, 5, 6. But then, like, 2 seconds before that, you said you don't want to break up your three-sided
weight.
Well,
for right
there.
Now, yeah, I'm not going to... I'm not.
Yeah, I know, but... So, for me, I think if you're going to look at it, I would just kind of... I mean, you already have...
3 Dora at this point.
You have probably the peace hand, and you have probably El Simple's hand. So
it's already definitely Mungon. 8,000 point hand, even if I don't have the Dora.
I think you shouldn't be consciously, you know, aiming for it. It's just, okay, if I get the 5, 6, 7, I'm lucky. And I don't have to really. I don't. Because you don't want to make your hand too complicated when it's this good of a shape, you know?
Right.
So if you make it too complicated and you're like, well, I gotta open it, I have to. I mean, you want the most options possible.
Right.
Especially if it's already the 8th draw.
Well put. So, yeah, I think actually you're right. The 3 of cracks followed by the 2 of cracks once I get something obviously safe. so that I can throw that.
If you don't want to, you know, discard the Dora if it looks too scary, then do the 5 and 6 with cracks and just don't worry about getting 3 colored runs. Or you could do the 4 BAMs if you're going to go for 5, 6, 7 anyway. And maybe you'll get the 8. You know, who knows?
Settling my my head, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're waiting for 5, 8 of BAMs. In this case, 4, 7 of BAMs gives you a head, too.
Right.
So as far as making sure you get the all simples hand, then 2, 3 of cracks is the best. Mm. If you want to go for a 3 colored runs, then 2, 3 of cracks is the best. I mean, the only thing keeping you is that it's the Dora.
And right.
You have 2 other Dora, so. And if you reach, you might have more Dora.
Yeah, this is another... I'm wondering, like, since I've been having such a bad time of it lately, except for finally this weekend I had a couple of good games, I've been trying to figure out where it is that I'm really falling down. And one thing that I find in my hands that I do a lot is I try to leave open too many possibilities all of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want to commit to anything unnecessarily too early, but still... trying to maintain every single possibility throughout the entire way through your hand is also usually not very possible.
Yeah.
And probably at this stage it would be good kind of to commit to the middle of the middle range there and not worry about Dora. Good advice. Thank you.
I don't know if all our listeners will agree. I don't know. I mean, when we're at their study sessions, we're usually playing A rules, in which
right.
there are no red tiles. I'm not sure if they would agree with that, but I think in League I would even do something like that.
Uh-huh.
I just don't value the Dora as much as everybody else does. Mm-hmm. I feel like Dora really is a bonus.
Uh-huh.
And if you have bonus, then yeah, you want to go for the easiest hand possible, if you have a lot of bonus tiles. But it's a bonus. I mean, you got to make a hand first, right? And you don't want to deal into other people's hands, so I think I'm more worried about dealing into other people's hands when I discard the Dora than I am about losing it for myself to use. Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Winner, winner, winner. All right. Good explanation. All right, so that's our strategy talk for today. What do you got coming up? You've got some guest stuff coming up, yes?
Yeah, next week I'll be in Osaka.
Nice.
2 days in Osaka playing 3-player and 4-player at E-Star.
Jealous.
And 1 day in Kyoto playing 4-player at Pochi.
Pochi.
You were supposed to come, anyway.
Yes, but I blew it and got a voice job, or a narration job, on Saturday.
Loser. Can't believe you blew it.
yes. and then, yes, we have real Mahjong Taikai, our tournament, for the people playing on Ronron. Kind of a guessing. How do they choose the people who get to come to that?
They just choose. They just invite people.
Oh, really? Huh. Interesting. That could be fun. It's always fun to go out afterwards and get absolutely trashed.
Yeah.
With everybody.
I don't usually get absolutely trashed, but it's fun to go out with everybody after.
Have you been? Do you always go out with everybody afterwards?
Last time I did.
I remember you from. Was it 2 times ago? I guess then.
2 times ago, I don't think I was invited to the event itself.
Oh well, there you have it.
Last time I went, and it was you, me, Kaori, and Fujisaki. We just grabbed a corner table.
Yeah.
And we were the cool table, and everyone else was like the loser tables.
Yes, well, they did try to come over and hang out with us sometimes because we were so dope.
Yeah. We were the pool table.
Fujisaki, what was I going to say about Fujisaki? You know, he made it pretty far in the Masters tournament. I think he made it to the semifinals.
Oh, really?
And speaking of other people who are doing well, a little excited to see Saru Kawa in his first season as an A1 leaguer. He's currently in second place.
Nice.
Right behind Sawazaki, another one of my favorites. Sure wish that guy was still coming to Sparta and teaching us how to play Mahjong, or teaching me how to play Mahjong. Even though a lot of times I really cannot understand what the hell that guy is saying. Sometimes.
You know, he runs things at North Kanto all the time.
Really? Like mm-hmm. study sessions?
Yeah.
Is he from North Kanto? Doesn't he live in like...
He's from Gunma. I don't think he lives there now, but he's from Goomba originally.
He's just traveling up there all the time?
And, it's not that far. But his pupils are all North Kanto players. Like Kaori Shimizu and Fujisaki. They're all, like, from Goomba. I guess that's why they're... Well, Kaori's not from Goomba, but she did have a parlor there in Goomba at one point.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I really feel like I learned a lot more from him than I do from some of the other faces at Sparta. But there was a little falling out with somebody a little too important for him to be able to, even for him to be able to come to Sparta anymore. Kind of amazing. Yeah, I guess that about wraps it up for talk this week. Do we have a what is our out music?
We're out already?
Well, yeah.
Can I bring up I got an email that I'd like
to
bring up.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly like specified for the podcast, but I thought it would be good to talk about on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's a rule question.
Oh.
So let me just bring it up. Okay. The question is, JPML defines a go-around as everyone discarding in turn, or until the normal order of turns is interrupted, such as claiming a Pong or a Kong, right? But if the Pong Kong Chi doesn't interrupt the normal order of play, does it still start another go-around? Why is this important? Take example, East. It's East round one. North declares reach, East next discard is Ponged by West. Skipping South. West discards and North rounds on that discard. It's North's first new tile since declaring reach, but in JPML scoring it would not score as Ippatsu since it must be won with the first go-around, and the Pong interrupted the go-around, making the win occur in the second go-around, right? Mm-hmm. What if the Kong Pong Chi didn't interrupt the order of play? Take this example. Same East round one, North declares reach. East next discard is Ponged by South. West discards and North rounds with that discard. It's the North's first new tile, but in JPML scoring, is it still the first go-around since a Pong occurred during the first go-around yet didn't interrupt the normal order of play, Ippatsu or not? So since a player was not skipped, each player, three players discarded in turn, it still does not count as Ippatsu. That's the answer for this. The reason is it's not a go-around issue, really.
Right.
The problem is Ippatsu has to have no called tiles. He also said you can do the same example with the hand of man, the Renho. Renho, so the human win is what it's called in my book. Yeah, Pon Chi Kong, they cancel out everything.
Right.
And you'll notice that Chi never interrupts the order of play, so I guess that's the tip off.
Also, even a Ankan, so you've got all the tiles in your hand,
right,
it's still considered, it's not really a call, so much, well...
Well, it's a declaration.
Yeah, it's a declaration.
Any declaration, right. So, yeah, even a concealed quad Ankan, it still considers to interrupt the play.
And that will rule out, say, the first turn win. It also, if anything like that happens in the first round, that makes it no longer possible to, for example, double reach.
Right.
And even if it's, you know, even if it's your first draw and somebody does something like that, and you win on that first draw, it's no longer,
Tenho.
It's a Chiho.
Yeah, Chiho, right. Chiho, yeah.
Which
the earthly win.
Pretty darn annoying.
I bet that would happen to me. That so seems like something that would happen to me.
Except...
So that means if they pawn and they discard your winning tile, if you were already Tenpai at the deal, but you didn't have any Yaku except for Renho, you couldn't win.
That is true indeed. And
you
also...
You have to wait until reach.
Renho... a lot of times Renho is not actually a Yaku, is it?
Most of the time it's a Yaku, but it's not Yakuman. Usually it's like 8,000 points or something. Usually they count it, I think it's usually Hanemon, usually 12,000. They usually count it as, like, 8 Han or 7 Fan or something.
I have no idea about this, can the dealer win on Renho?
No.
So he is obviously, yeah, because it's not his first draw anymore, right?
Yeah, he's already discarded.
Theoretically, of course, he would reach.
No, Renho's only for non-dealers.
But I mean, if he was Tenpai after that first, right off the bat, you would imagine that he would double reach right there.
Probably.
So he probably wouldn't need to Renho.
Except for that my double reach seems to have no effect on anything, and I don't win that much with double reach.
Well, how often do you even have a chance to double reach?
I think that people are scared of my... Whenever I reach, everyone just folds.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I did switch up in League on Sunday. I really did not reach very much. And I have kind of found that I think I am a little bit too ready to reach with really expensive hands when I should probably just be satisfied with, you know, how expensive it is without reaching, and just take the 8,000 points instead of trying to go for 12,000.
Yeah, and if you're at my table, I will most definitely deal your winner if you don't reach. Because apparently I only notice people are ready when they reach.
Yes. One other thing, I did get an email from you. I don't know if you want to talk about this, but the World Series of Mahjong?
Canceled? Yeah.
Any ideas, any information on why, or?
No details yet, just got the notice that it was canceled, because I was thinking about going, but I wasn't able to get a ticket, and now it looks like it was alright that I didn't get a ticket.
That sure would have been a little annoying had you gotten to all the trouble to go to get it. Interesting. It did seem kind of sudden when they did announce it a few months ago. And then
they just announced it like a month ago.
Was that a...
Yeah.
Oh, the announcement was just a month ago. When they told us about it, it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, about February.
Right.
So about three months? Not even 3 months.
Not even 3 months.
And then the press conference was last month.
Wow. And then they just canceled up and canceled.
Yeah, so we're going to wait for some more details on that. It was a good podcast today. We got lots of... Hey, send us questions and stuff to reach Mount Jen. J-E-N-N at reachmahjong.com.
Or Garth, E-G-A-R-T-H-E at reachmahjong.com.
Yep, and our English Twitter is back.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So that's reachmahjong, at reachmahjong, that's it.
That was a good question about the first turn win.
Yeah, there's lots of like little detailed rules that are really tough to understand. Mm. Even when you can read Japanese, it's really tough to understand. So send questions like that, we like them.
Yeah, even though it's sometimes, every once in a while, there'll be something will come up where I'll just be like, wow, even I don't really understand what happens.
There are lots. A big one that a lot of people, I mean, like, it's pretty clear for the people working in the parlors. But one time a set, so like a private game, actually asked us what the rule was. Because a lot of times when people don't know, then you ask for a ruling, especially if you're at, you know, league tournament or something. And, it's the Furiten rule, the missed win rule, when somebody pawns. So your turn is skipped. Basically, if you miss your win, if somebody else discards your winner, you are Furiten until you actually discard another tile.
Right.
So even if there's three pawns and you don't get to discard a tile, then you're Furiten still.
If you let a winner go by after your draw that time.
So if you're not reach, let's say you're waiting for the 2 and 5 of cracks. And so North discards your 5, but you want the 2 because you want 3 colored runs or something. Right. So you let it go, and you're not reach. And then West pawns that. Uh-oh, now you only have... Let's say there's only 2 more 5 of cracks left. Mm. And now all the 2 of cracks are gone. Right, because he pawned. Mm. So, uh-oh. And... Oh, maybe there's 1 more 2 of cracks left. Let's say there's 1 more 2 of cracks left, okay? So then he discards something, and then... The third player, North, is that, was I saying rear east? Whatever, anyway.
Yeah.
The next player, right before you, discards the west tile. And the player across from you pawns that. So you haven't had a turn yet.
Right.
And then that player, after he pawns...
Drops the last 2 of cracks.
And then he discards a 5 of cracks. Crap, but you're still for D10 because of that 2 of cracks.
Right.
Now, he discarded the south tile, and now the south player, after you, pawns that. Okay, and then he discards. And then the west player across from you, who pawns the 2 of cracks, draws a tile, Hey, look, it's the two of cracks.
Con.
He cons that.
You now no longer have a win.
You can't win on that, yeah, because you're still 50-10, so you can't win the Chon Con either, so... that rule is actually kind of hard to understand for a lot of players. They forget about it and stuff. So remember that you are... Once you let a winning tile go by, you are a footy 10 until you discard another tile.
And it is just discarding another tile. Yeah, you don't...
You can pawn and then discard if you want.
Oh, that too, yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you exchange something in your hand or not.
Right, right. You don't have to change anything.
It's just the fact that you discarded a tile that resets your footy 10-ness.
Right. Okay, I think... Oh, I queued up the music. Let's get it going.
Yay. Summer. Summer is here.
It's not here yet.
It feels like
it. We still have, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I suppose. But the weather sure feels like summer's here. Today, anyway. Was it not... Were you not hot today?
It was hot today. I turned on the air conditioning for a few minutes.
Actually, everybody jams hot every day. Oh, there we go. let's see. What's going on? Well, we already said champions. I'm probably going to end up playing champions on Monday myself. I like the evening Champions League.
Yeah.
Do you have any preference?
I don't know. It's been so long since I played evening, I don't care.
including, like, guest appearances, you mean? Or just, like, any time playing Mahjong?
Oh, I'm definitely more awake in the evenings. It's really hard for me to wake up during the day. I'm like a vampire.
I know that feeling, because, you know, a lot of times I'm awake until noon anyway.
I got a text from you at about 5 the other day, 4 or 5 in the morning, saying that somebody else wouldn't stop drinking, not even you. It was somebody else.
Oh, Naoki. God, yeah, Naoki was out of control Saturday night. Saturday night? Friday night.
No, it was Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. Because Saturday I got a call from my buddy Will, who always hangs out with Naoki, and he was like, what did you do to Naoki last night? Because apparently he had to give something to one of his buddies, like a piece of computer equipment, on Saturday, and he was just too absolutely destroyed. Like, Will went over to pick it up so he could drop it off for him, and his legs were just sticking out of the bathroom where he was spending the day, apparently. Like, just head near as close as possible to the toilet. He was a mess. Big parties. Party.
I'm gonna work.
Go ahead, yeah.
It would be nice if you would update ReachMahjong.com or the forums. We got new icons on the forums.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Alright, I should go on instead of watching The Wire all the time.
Let's do it.
Alright, so yes, check us out on the forums. Send us some questions. You can do that at our email address, as you said before, garthandjan@reachmahjong.com. You can tweet us, even if you want. I'm Garth E, GARTHEEE.
I'm Mahjong Jen. Mahjong plus JEN.
JEN.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week.
See ya.